Welcome to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. This podcast is your one-stop shop for all things health, fitness, and nutrition, and is brought to you by the team at Legacy Personal Training. To find out more about how the team at Legacy is helping people live stronger, longer lives, go to legacypersonaltraining.com. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. I'm your host, Coach Zach. I'm here with Coach Jolie and Coach Adam. Why are you laughing, Coach Jolie?
It was just, you came in hot.
It's all calm. And Nick, most of you guys, if you've been at the gym, you've seen Nick, who's our video guy. And he always like does the audio and video for the podcast. And he just like reaches over the monitor and always just gives me a thumbs up saying like, hey, we're live. You can go, I don't know, live, whatever, we're recording. And so then I'm just like, hey, welcome back. That's my cue. How I jump in there.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome back. All right, guys, we are here. We are in studio. We're ready to rock and roll. Jolie's ready to rock and roll.
So ready.
Today we are talking about alcohol. So all about alcohol. This is going to be, I got pages on pages of notes. This is going to be a really, I guess, disappointing episode. So you can't unhear things. So if you're like, hey, I want to be able to keep drinking and not feel guilty about it, then maybe just turn us off right now. Just go to a different episode. No, guys, we're going to get into this. But as always, we'd like to give a shout out to a client of the week. And this week, I would like to give just a little bit of praise and recognition to Miss Kathy Radolski, who is working out with a cast on her wrist and forearm, hand, wrist, forearm. She took a little fall, slipped on some water on the tile in her kitchen and put her hand down and a little fracture. But she didn't even skip a beat, man. And so I just love that. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you know, we love giving shout outs to anybody that's doing great, but especially people that work through little challenges like that, and they don't let it impact their workout program, because that's not the norm, right? It's not normal for somebody to experience some sort of injury and then just be like, all right, just figure out how to work around it. Most of the time they're like, okay, I can't work out till this is healed. And then it's a major setback, where this is just like, not really a setback at all. It's just something we just have to work around.
Yeah. So she came in, it wasn't even confirmed yet that she had the fracture. So she was in here for like 2 or 3 workouts without a cast. She's like, yeah, I might have one in my wrist. And we just were like, okay, well, we'll just be careful and keep doing things that we can. Like, let us know if it bothers you. And then, you know, like 3 days later came in with the cast, but she didn't think about stopping at any time.
So. Which is so awesome.
Powered through.
Yeah. So love it. Love that attitude.
Good work, Kathy.
Yeah. All right. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, guys. So I can remember mostly my mom. Hey, Mom. She listens to the podcast. You know, saying like, oh, you know, like, you know, glass of wine is good for your heart, or you know, different things where it's like, oh, you know, a drink here or there won't hurt, you know, hurt you or whatever. Turns out now, today in 2025, there is zero known health benefits of drinking alcohol. And actually quite the opposite, right? So, something that was pretty, I guess, disappointing to learn is that alcohol is actually categorized as a class 1 carcinogen, which is the same as smoking cigarettes and asbestos. Class 1 alcohol, drinking alcohol, which is like devastating. That's so sad to hear. It's like, you know, you see somebody, especially today, like you see somebody that's smoking and you're like, why would you do that? Why are you smoking? That's so bad for you, while you sit there with like a drink in your hand. So,
yeah. Like, you know, the end game of like when smokers keep smoking, like the same classification is going to happen. Same thing with drinking, you know?
Yeah. So even it's not even like a moderation thing. It's just like, which I'm not telling you, like, don't drink because I'm not going to stop drinking. But, like, maybe, you know, spread out the occasions. Like, even one, you know, or two drinks a week is going to still have quite a few negative impacts on you, including, like, brain damage, essentially. It is a neurotoxin. It, because alcohol turns into ethanol, it just passes the blood-brain barrier, and it's going to damage your memory. It's going to do damage to your hippocampus. Like, there's going to be negative side effects to it. So, in addition to increasing your risk of cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. Womp, womp. So disappointing. I'm so sad, guys. if you listen to the podcast, you know that I love my bourbon. So I'm going to have to, I don't know, start cutting back on that. But let's see. Okay, I'll go through the laundry list here. So number one is effects on brain and neurochemistry. So it's a potent neurotoxin, disrupts the brain's natural chemical balance. it can increase anxiety and depression when you are sober, disrupts your sleep, will absolutely suppress your REM sleep and cause nighttime wake-ups or prevent you from being able to go back to sleep. So that's an issue. Obviously, quality sleep is important for all kinds of things. And then it negatively impacts your hormones. So especially in men, it can cause estrogen dominance and it lowers testosterone. So for men and women, obviously from a hormonal standpoint, not good at all.
Yep.
Right.
And I think correlating it to resistance training and strength training, it's going to impair your muscle recovery. So it slows muscle protein synthesis, can't speak. Like after training, it's going to just reduce the overall efficiency of that. So it can be super counterproductive, especially if you've been like on a good nutrition regimen or something like that. Even having, you know, a couple can really throw a wrench into a process you've been, you know, working on. And then it's going to reduce like your strength and performance if you're looking ahead too. So, you know, you have a drink on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday.
Tequila Tuesday. Tonight, right? My favorite.
All right. So it's like, it's alcohol is going to dehydrate you. So you're not prepping and setting yourself up well for the next couple of days as well. So,
yeah. Margarita Monday, Tequila Tuesday.
That's how it goes. Whiskey Wednesday.
Whiskey Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or wine, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think people don't always think like, oh, like I have some members that I'm working with who are doing nutrition coaching. And so you can implement so many different things in your diet. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's like that extra glass or two of wine that you're having like a couple nights a week can really cause more inflammation in the body, that sleep disruption. And so I've seen even changes with members of like, oh, I've cut back and I actually feel stronger in my workouts. I feel like I've got more energy throughout the day. So even if you think it's not a big impact, there's probably a little bit of an impact.
Yeah. And one of the things that, I mean, obviously for someone that is, let's say like a woman that's around menopause, the hormonal impacts of this, you know, devastating, essentially. You cannot lose body fat if you are regularly drinking alcohol. And kind of the reason for that, the hormones are one element of it, but alcohol is digested in your liver and your body cannot store alcohol. So your body can take fat and store fat. And that's what essentially when you see fat on somebody's body, like excess fat, that's just what we call like stored energy. That's like the scientific way of explaining it. It's like, hey, at some point, like if you ever needed that, you reduced your calories down, you could tap into that. And burn away that fat. And so that's what happens when you have like a caloric deficit and you're like, okay, now I'm trying to access that fat and use some of that as energy. But your metabolic function, especially fat, is digested or broken down in your liver And your liver also has a digestive impact on or effect on protein and carbohydrates as well. So when you drink alcohol, essentially your body is going to just hit the brakes on digesting any of that food that you've consumed, because your body can store that, but it can't store the alcohol. So it's going to focus on detoxing or eliminating the alcohol out of your system first. And so you are not, if you're someone that is trying to lose some weight and you have some alcohol, your body is essentially going to be digesting and focusing on, let's get rid of this poison out of our body, out of our bloodstream. Essentially, it's going to forget about the rest of the stuff.
And yeah, it's inhibiting the fat burning period. Yeah. So it's not prioritized the way that the alcohol cleansing is, metabolization.
And that's a major issue with people that consume alcohol more frequently, right? So it's a very common thing for, somebody to be every evening almost, they get home from work and they crack a bottle of wine and they have a glass of wine before dinner, while they're cooking dinner. Maybe they have two glasses and they do that on a regular basis. And it's like, well, why can't I lose weight? I'm working out. It's like, well, your body can literally metabolically not digest any of that, those other foods,
right,
or nutrients that you're consuming. So, I want to give everybody kind of a, I guess, more scientific breakdown of alcohol. So, when you drink alcohol, it's essentially ethanol, is what alcohol is. And when you drink it, your liver will immediately shift into detox mode. And then it's going to convert that ethanol to, I'm going to mispronounce this, acetaldehyde, which is a toxic, did I say that right?
I think so.
A toxic compound way worse than alcohol itself. So that's the compound that's a carcinogenic. So it think about that, like your body, in order to detox alcohol, is actually converting it into like this toxic chemical in your body. And then it's going to neutralize that with acetate, which is like, it's going to go ethanol, acetaldehyde, and then acetate, which is then going to break it down into water and carbon dioxide. So that's essentially the process or digestive process for alcohol. And there's a few things that you can do to kind of support that breakdown. So if you are going to drink alcohol, the acetaldehyde is what your body is going to use to turn that into acetate is glutathione. So glutathione you can take as a supplement. And so if you're going to be drinking, it's like, hey, glutathione, probably a good thing for you to supplement with. One of the reasons why you have like hangover, which is just like a symptom of this digestive process, is your body uses the glutathione and then you're deficient in it. And so if you take some of that, you supplement with it, good option. Now, obviously, like drinking every day and supplementing with that is not it's not going to solve the problem. But if you're like, hey, I'm going to this party, I know I'm going to be drinking, maybe have some of that on hand and, you know, build it up in your system a couple days before to help with that. And then NAC is a supplement that helps with that, and as well as L-cysteine, which is an amino acid. And there's a couple others, but those are kind of like the main ones. So you could, yeah, I mean, you guys can Google this, but, and there's actually supplements on the market that are like, drink like alcohol hangover prevention, that type of thing, right. I don't know, it's if you're gonna drink, you might as well like use that. So
and I think hydration too.
Well, yeah,
trying to stay like well hydrated, yeah, with all that going on.
Yeah. What about other alcohol, what about alcohol types? So what is your guys's take on like certain alcohols are better than others,
right? I mean, it's all poison. Right? It's all poison. But we do have members who will come in and they've asked on the floor. They're like, okay, if I'm going to be drinking, what are like the things that I should be looking for? And so usually like those clear, like a clear spirit would be an ideal option. Like your vodka, your gin, like things that are lower in calories. It's going to be a good one. And sugar. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Of course. I think so. I mean, as far as the chemical breakdown in your body, there's no difference. Like it's still, your liver still has to, it's still ethanol. Your body still has to break it down. But I think that also alcohol has, for the most part, has a lot of like additives in it and different things. And so, you can like a clear liquor, like a, you know, unflavored, right? So if you're getting like a flavored vodka or something, like that's got lots of bad stuff in it, chemicals and artificial sweeteners and like all of that. But if you just went with like a, you know, a Blanco tequila that's clear, it's going to have less additives in it. So you're getting rid of that. But as far as like, if you drink tequila, if you drink whiskey, if you drink, you know, a gin, vodka, whatever your poison of choice is, it's still going to break down in your body the exact same way.
Yeah.
So.
And if people are thinking like, oh, in a mixed drink, there may be only like 1 or 2 ounces of whatever your chosen alcohol is. Like, also don't neglect what you're mixing with.
Yeah.
Like if you go and you mix like, you know, sugar, soda, something like that, like it's just going to, you know, elevate the effects. It's not like it's not there. It's still there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Like, and it's so funny because if you look up like drink recipes, it always has simple syrup in it. Mm-hmm. Simple syrup is just sugar water. It's
simple just sugar. Yeah.
It's just like, so it's just sugar water. So yeah, I mean, if you are going to drink alcohol, which, you know, most of our listeners are going to continue to do, we would advise, like, know what you're doing. Know that it's a sacrifice. Like, if you're trying to lose weight and drink alcohol, you are definitely hurting that process and maybe even preventing yourself from being able to lose any weight at all, body fat at all, depending on, you know, some other factors as well. But don't expect to gain muscle and lose body fat if you're regularly drinking. If you are going to drink alcohol, like, yeah, there's some supplements and stuff that you can take to support it. You can make some better choices by, you know, drinking plain alcohol that's has less additives in it. I don't know if anybody drinks this like straight vodka, but probably not. So if you do, you might have an issue. Yeah, you might have a problem. But you could, you know, there are, be aware of what you're mixing it with, like Adam said. And then just everything in moderation, right? Like don't overdo it. Don't do it every night and have it be a frequent habit that you're doing to wind down. Like, find something else to replace that with that's going to be a healthier, you know, alternative. So,
yeah.
And if you're someone that's just like, feels like you need a beverage to just, you know, relax, wind down, then have a beverage, but not an adult one, you know, swap it out with some tea, something that is, gonna have the habit of like having a drink in your hand, but doesn't have the negative side effects, and start there and just see if, you know, give it 30 minutes of drinking some iced tea or something and see if the urge is still there. It'll probably go away.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, guys, I'm sorry to depress you on this. I know, you know, I love the sauce myself, but just know what you're doing. Try to limit it. And then after you do drink, it's like hydrate, work out, take some supplements, some vitamins, get back to your bounce norm back as quickly as possible. Exercise does, has been shown, we didn't mention that, but exercise has been shown to limit the effects of alcohol, not like in the moment, but like the negative longer term effects. So, you know, at least you can control that aspect if you are going to be having some drinks. So that's all we got for you. We'll be back next week with more great stuff. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like for us to answer live on the podcast? If so, all you need to do is head over to the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone and do three simple things. First, leave us a rating and review telling me what you think of the podcast. In that review, ask anything you want related to health, fitness, or nutrition. And if you want a shout out, leave us your Instagram handle or name. That's all you have to do. Then listen to hear your questions answered live on the next Q&A episode.